Some seniors are still having difficulty getting low-cost drugs under the new Medicare drug program. That concerns a specialist who works with seniors in La Crosse County. Noreen Karoski says it's been most difficult for people dually eligible for Medicare and Medicaid since the federal government randomly assigned some to programs that don't cover needed prescriptions. The state stepped in to assure excess costs are covered for the time being, but Karoski says she wonders what will happen if problems aren't solved soon.
The problem, you know, will fix itself over time as we work through the program. I think that a lot of pharmacists have spent a lot of time trying to help people, you know, bless their hearts. We also have an elderly benefit specialist here in the aging office who have been trying to help people.
Karoski says she's worried some people still aren't getting needed medications because of cost. Yet a Health and Family Services spokesperson says complaints seem to be declining. Stephanie Marquis says the federal government has set a February 15th date when it says problems should be fixed. It told states not to pay for prescriptions after that. Marquis says the federal government will reimburse states like Wisconsin that use Medicaid money to make sure seniors get needed prescriptions.
Although the federal government is talking about this magic date of February 15th, again, we'll continue to do what's necessary to make sure that people get the drugs they need and that the costs get covered in Wisconsin.
Marquis says the state hasn't yet been able to measure how many people are affected, but it may be up to 110,000. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.